The third bracha of Birchas HaTorah is the bracha that the Rishonim say is going on Torah Shabbat. As the previous two brachas were on Torah Shabbat Peh, the third bracha is on Torah Shabbat. Now, why was the bracha on Torah Shabbat put last? So we already spoke about why the bracha on Talmud was put first. The Chayim said, because that's the call of the Gemara. Adem asam Joshua chavivi olay. But I saw by a monk a new reason why the bracha on Birchas HaTorah and the Torah Shabbat was put in last. And he explains that historically, the time that the Siddur was instated was a time that there was denial, redifus on Torah Shabbat Peh. Therefore, to show the chashivas of Torah Shabbat Peh, this bracha, their brachas were put first in Birchas HaTorah. Now this bracha, unlike the other two brachas that were on Torah Shabbat Peh, that they said Divrei Sarah, this bracha says Torah. Because as we explain, Divrei Sarah, Divrei Sarah refers to Torah Shabbat Peh, that's Devarim. This bracha is on Torah Shabbat Ktzav, and therefore it says Torah. Now in the bracha, we say, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ha'amim, V'nasan Lanu Es Torah, Hashem chose us from all nations and gave us His Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. There are a few questions to be asked on this bracha. Many of the Gedolei Acharonim in the last few hundred years, Rebbe Zvi Hajewitz, Tari Sofra, and many others, they all ask that what are we saying? Hashem chose us from all the nations and gave us His Torah. We say Hashem is Sinai Bo, Mizarach Mesialam, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machshar Kol Umu V'Umo, offering them the Torah, and none of the Umas wanted it. So what does it mean that Hashem Baruch Habanu Mikol Ha'amim, that Hashem chose us from all the nations V'Nasalana Es Torah, and He gave us His Torah? Number two, why do we start off V'nasalana Es Torah and we finish the bracha Neisin HaTorah? The beginning of the bracha is in the past tense, the end of the bracha is in the present tense. Number three, the bracha seems a little bit repetitive. So to address the second two questions, the Gaon says, in Brachas Tafir Aleph, that there are three things mentioned in this bracha. There's Hashem Baruch Rabbanu Mikol Ha'amim, that Hashem chose us from all the nations. The second thing is V'nasalana Es Torah, the third thing is Neisin HaTorah. And that's Keneged, the three times the Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah. The first time is V'yisim Li Segula Mikol Ha'amim, that they're Mekabel the Mitzvahs. The second time is Ma'amin Har Sinai. And the third time is the Bris that Moshe was Karasi Mohem. Asher Baruch Rabbanu, says the Gaon, refers to the Yisrael Segula. V'nasalana Es Torah is Ma'amin Har Sinai. That was in the past. Then we say Neisin HaTorah, that's Keneged the Bris Asher Karas Moshe Imanu. Now why do we say Neisin HaTorah? Because that's the Koach of Chiddush in the Torah, that there's constantly added new Torah. New Torah is constantly added. And therefore we say, that's the Ayin Tayva Shanaig Moshe, the Koach HaPilpul, that Moshe was like by Ayin Tayva and gave to Klal Yisrael. Therefore we say Neisin HaTorah, that there's a constant Kabbalas HaTorah at all times. That's why it's called the Neisin HaTorah. That explains why we need three times what they're merumas to, and why we say nice in that Torah. Now, like this, it could be answered the first question also. Because Asher Baruch Rabbanu Mikol Ha'am is not referring to when Hashem gave us the Torah necessarily. But it's talking about the Bechira of Klal Yisrael Mikol Ha'amim. The Klal Yisrael is V'yisim Li Segula. Klal Yisrael is the Goy Kaddish. That's something that was promised to us from our Avos. The Klal Yisrael is the Goy Kaddish.
We were zeichen it through the avos. There's a tnai to retain our status. We need to be mekabel the Torah, the mitzvahs, in order to retain that status. But even had all the other nations of the world accepted the Torah as well, Klal Yisrael would always be the Am HaNivchar, because that was a status that they were zeichen to through the avos hakdoshim. Therefore, we say Asher Baruch Rabbanu Mikol Amim, because the Bechir Mikol Amim means the fact that we are the Am HaNivchar, that Klal Yisrael is Nam Segulo, the Gemlechus Kainim, the Gekadosh. That is what it is referring to when we say Asher Baruch Rabbanu Mikol Amim. And as a second point, there's Nasa Lanos Torah also, which happened later by Maimon Har Sinai. And the third thing is Nais in HaTorah, there's through Maisha, which is the constant Nisinus HaTorah, because there's always a Koyach HaChidosh HaTorah. The Maral adds, if the pasuk says Kol Gadol VaYosef, that the call of Hashem was Kol Gadol VaYosef. VaYosef has two meanings. It means it didn't stop, but it could also mean, as we see, VaYosef can mean it continued. It can mean it didn't continue, or it can mean it didn't stop. So over here, it means Kol Gadol VaYosef means it didn't stop. Just like Behelda, the Maidim, Misnavim, Bemachnev, Vayosef, the daughter by Yehuda and Tamar, there could be a pshat. Chazal tells Vayosef means it didn't stop, but it constantly continued. So the Kol HaTorah that was given to Kol Hashem by Arsinai was a Kol Gadol Vayosef. It's a constant, continuous Torah, the Maral says. The Kol of Nisinus HaTorah is constant, continuous. And this the Chazal tell us, B'chol Yom Yu B'nech Chadoshim, L'fi Devreim, it's not just B'chol Yom Yu B'nech Chadoshim, it's not just like it's Chadoshim. It's not just Kilo Hayom Nitna. But there's an actual Nesinus HaTorah, Kol Yom V'yom. It's actually Torah Chadoshim B'chol Yom. There's a new Torah every day. It's the same Torah, but it's given anew every day. And therefore, it's B'chol Yom Yom B'nech Chadoshim. Every day it should be like you be old. And the Maral says that that's the reason that there's a Kiyom HaTorah is based on this, that there's a new Nesinus HaTorah every day. And that's why the Torah is relevant at all times, because the Torah is always being constantly being given to Klal Yisrael again and again. Now, we already explained in the Birkas HaTorah, the brachas were first on Torah Shabbat, and then on Torah Shabbat, I'm sorry, and then on Torah Shabbat. In the Limud HaTorah that we do afterwards, Keneged the Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, we have afterwards Psukim of Torah Yevarecho, we have Mishnah, Elu Dvarim, we have Talmud, which is a Machlaikis, it's either referring to the Elu Dvarim, Shaldam Eichel Periseim, or it's referring to Shmuel later on. Why is it in the reverse order? Why don't we say them in the same order that we did the Mikra Mishnah? The Brachas, and why do we do the Limud in a different order? So the Gemara Brachas, there's a Machlaikas, what needs a Birkas HaTorah? There's one Mandamah that says only Mikra, one Mandamah that says only Mishnah, also Mishnah, and third Mandamah says even Talmud, then there's another Mandamah even Agadah. Now Rabbeinu Yonah explains that according to Manamah that says Mishnah, Talmud, Ni Birkas HaTorah, it's not because they hold that Mishnah and Talmud in their own right are Mechayev Birkas HaTorah. But Mishnah and Talmud are Biurim, they're explanations of the Torah, and therefore they need a Birkas HaTorah. The reason they're called Divrei Sarah, Devarim, is because of the words of the Torah, they're the explanations of the Torah. But the Torah, the Chefetz of Torah in its own right is the Torah Shabbat. The explanation of it, the expounding of it, is in Torah Shabbat Peh. Therefore, we make learn first Torah Shabbat Sahav, because that's what's Mechayev Abrachal, the Kuli Alma, it's Mechayev Abrachal. And more than that, Torah Shabbat Peh that needs Abrachal only needs it because of the Torah Shabbat Sahav Shavoy, because it's the explanation, the expounding on of Torah Shabbat Sahav, therefore it gets Abrachal. Therefore, it's fitting that we put Torah Shabbat Sahav first and then Torah Shabbat Peh. Now the specific limudim that we have after Birkas HaTorah aren't just random, but they're picked for specific reasons. The Mefarshim point out that the Mishnah and Talmud, if it's Eilu Dvarim, is very understandable why it was picked. Because first we're saying in the Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir, Talmud Torah has no Shir. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah. It has no Shir. It's constant mitzvah. And if the Brais of Eilu Dvarim were saying Salma Torah Keneged Kulo, that's for sure the Cheshivas of Torah. That's very befitting. If it's Rav Shmuel, we also understand it's telling us about the Torah. You go Midrash HaTorah Nidrashes Behem, which is the Iker Esek HaTorah. As we spoke about from the Yavetz, that's the Remez of the first bracha has 13 words. Can I get you give me the shatay and the drashas behem? What about the psukim mivirechcha? Why were those picked brichas kehanim? So the beer that is, it's not just that the brachas the kaiser are always zeichet to our b'schus atayim b'schus telechu chazal talos shetir amelim b'atayim chukayz shetelechu shetir amelim b'atayim. But it's more than that. The bracha of Yor Hashem Panav Elecha v'chuneko, Psham Shofar Hirsch explains chuneko means chayin is always referred to matanis ruchnius. Ruchnius thinking matanis. The Medrash tells us on this that it means banim g'day le'tayro. But he points out that the only bracha that we say chayin hadoas, chayin is said in the bracha of das, because it refers to the ruchnius, the kamatonis of the echolus and the das to learn Torah. So these psukim of Birchas Kainim, besides the fact that we're zeichet to the brachas through all brachas through limud Torah, through the kayach Torah, the schus Torah, but it's more than that. Actually, some of these brachas are brachas to be zeichet to have the chen, the ruchnius, the abilities for avodas Hashem b'chlal and limud Torah b'frat. Therefore, it's befitting that we say these psukim as the limud Torah that we do right after the Birchas HaTorah. The Gaon explains that this that we say, El Dvarim Shadom Eichel Peresem Boilem HaZeveh Ken Keem Asa Olam HaBol, the Gaon says in Mishlei that Olam HaZeveh only has Peres. But furthermore, the Gaon says, Peres are not eaten by the tzaddikim themselves, but they're eaten by their children. The children of tzaddikim eat the peris. Now we say, with what is a person zaycha to this? Kibud avim, gemilas chasadim, doing chesed, which means gemilas chasadim begufoy, because b'maynai has a shear. The Gemilas Chasadim of the Reisha of the Braisa that we said has no shear. That's Gemilas Chasadim of Guf. But Gemilas Chasadim of the Mamin has a shear. It's only till Chaimish Minachasov. Now when we get to the end part of the Eil Dvar, we say Kibud Aveim, Gemilas Chasadim, Hashkomas Beis HaMedrash Shachris of Arvis. What is Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash Shachris V'Arvis? And why is it different than V'Sal Matar Keneged Kulam that we say at the end of the bracha? At the end of the Braisa. So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis tells us that anything that there's Keren Kayem Asayim Abah and Peres Boilem Azeh comes because it's Te'alos L'Bnei Adam, that there's Te'alos to people in it. So the question is, what tayelis is there from some of these things that will need to be explained as we get to them? That's number one. And number two is, what's the difference between Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, Shachris V'Arvis, and Salmo Torah Keneged Kulam that we say at the end of Salmo Torah? So Shimon Schwab explains, we say Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, Shachris V'Arvis, it means Limud HaTorah, it doesn't mean davening, because it's Beis HaMedrash. In the olden days, there was a Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash means the place where they learned. Shachris V'Arvis, a person comes there early in the morning and late at night, he inspires others to learn, and that's the chesed that he's doing in Macherim. A person's learning by himself, he can learn in his own house. But by going publicly to the Beis HaMedrash and learning and he inspires others, that's an atava that he's doing to others, that he's a source of motivation, inspiration for others. V'Salmo Torah Keneged Kulam. Salmo Torah means learning with other people. When a person learns with somebody else, he teaches somebody else. The Gemara in Shabbos, where this is coming from, says Megalo Bonav Talmud Torah. He's teaching his Nichol Talmud Torah, teaching his children, teaching others Talmud Torah. That's the greatest Atava, the biggest Atava that somebody could do for somebody else is Limud HaTorah, teaching them Torah. The Braisa continues. So it's very interesting that Bikur Cholim is between the Hachnas Kal is between Bikur Cholim and Levayas Hameis. Bikur Cholim and Levayas Hameis should be next to each other, and afterwards or before should go Hachnas Kal. Why is Hachnas Kal in between? Based on this, the Steiper used to say that Chazal wanted to teach you school that the chayla shouldn't come a mace is he should be Isaac in Echnosis Kala. The Echnosis Kala will split up the chayla that he won't come a mace. It's a school that the chayla shouldn't come a mace. Therefore, it's put between Bikur Chaylim and Levayas HaMeis. Ian Tefillah, why is Ian Tefillah not Tava for other people davening? Because davening, as Rishayim explained in the Gemara and Shabbos, means not only for himself but for others. And therefore, the Ian Tefillah is an atava for Acherim also. In those cases where somebody davens for somebody else, that's a atava for other people. Besides Bisham Shafal Hirsch's, the Bisham Shwab's Pshat, that it means teaching other people, but Bisham Tayra Kenegi Kulam Kipshutu, it means Lima Tayra, as the Rambam explains in Pesach Mishnayis, because Talmud maybe the day Ma'isa, so therefore Lima Tayra is the Grasta, maybe the Tavala Acherim, because it's maybe the day Ma'isa, and the Ma'isa is for Atavis of Acherim, and therefore the Talmud Tayra is Kenegi Kulam.